Yerushalmi Peir corresponding to Bavli Zvochim Daf Samach Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lama Gimel Lama Aleph at the Mishnah at the foot of the page. Hamedo begafonim, Kashem Shu Medo Basech Shaloi, Kachu Medo Bashel Aniim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, one who thins out vines to allow improved growth of grapes, he may thin out what belongs to the poor just as he does for his own. But may Aime Bashaloi Hu Rashai, Beinu Rashai Bashel Aniim, Rabbi says, no, he may only thin out his own, but not what belongs to the poor. And the Gemara says, "Hakol moedim b'meichel chaveru asora eshkolos she'osa liga bahen hakol moedim b'shutuf k'shem shu meidol b'tzeich sheloi kachu meidol b'tzeich shel chaveru." The Gemara says, "All agree that if one sold 10 clusters to his friend, he may not touch them. All agree about a partner that just as one may thin out that which is his, he may thin out that which is his partner's." Rav Yehuda avid leika shutuf, Rav Meir avid leika meichel. Rav Yehuda that we had in the Mishnah viewed a poor man like a partner. Rav Meir viewed him like a buyer, so that the owner, the seller, can't touch the poor man's produce. Amalei Rebbe Imi, Hagei Atzmecha She'achaltem Chaya, In Ta'avidna Kushutuf Yechayev L'shalem Noi. Rami says, how could the poor be like partners? If the oilus were eaten by a wild animal, if they're like partners, the owner would have to replace the oilus. Am Rabbi Yochanan Niris Mochlefes Shitosa Shabbi Yehuda Tamanu Oime Benkach Benkach Noitlan Manichem Ala Gader Va'ani Bar Noiteles Shaloi Vachu Oime Achin. Rabbi Yochanan asks the question. He says, it seems that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda has switched, because earlier in Perek Hey Pasuk in Mishnah Gimel, this question is also asked over there. But he said that Rabbi Yehuda said there that if one who waters his field before the poor pass through it, either way the owner should collect the leket and place it on the fence, and the poor should come and take it to prevent a loss for the poor. But over here, Rabbi Yehuda said that one may also thin out what belongs to the poor. The answer is it's different over here. Since he's pressing them and thinning them out, they'll produce more the following year, so it's actually beneficial to the poor. The question is, we could ask that this should also apply to one who waters his field, since it will be beneficial to the poor in the following year. So he answered, there, since the custom is to plant seeds one year and vegetables the following year, we're concerned that he will plant vegetables the following year that are exempt from payer and cause a loss to the poor. And we come to the next mission now on Lam Gimel Amabes. Kem Ravoi Beshame Oimim Ein Loi Chumesh Vein Loi Bio Veithil Oimim Yeshloi. The Mishnah says, Kem Ravoi, which is the fruits of the fourth year of a vine that are holy and have to be taken to Yerushalayim, which is similar to the din of Maiser Sheni. For other trees, this status is known as Netter Ravoi. But over here, Beshame says, that one does not add a fifth when it's redeemed and does not need to be removed, which is bio, in the fourth and seventh years of the Shemitah cycle, and Beisela requires these two things. Beishamai says, Peret and Oilus apply to it, and the poor redeem it for themselves. Beisela says, no, all of it goes to the winepress, and it's then taken to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, Tani, Rebbe Oime Le'omu Beishamai The Brisa says, Rebbe says that Beishamai only said this about Shvius, but in all other years, Beishamai says that one must add a fifth, and the law of Bio applies. Now, according to Rebbe, Beishamai also learned Netter Ravai from Maaser Sheni. Just as there's no obligation of Maaser Sheni in Shvius, so there's no obligation of the redemption and adding a fifth to Netter Ravai in Shvius. And the Gemara asks, Me'ata al Yeloi Kedusha. If it's learned from Maaser Sheni in Shvius, Netter Ravai should not apply at all in Shvius, and it should not require redemption or to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Kedushasa, Me'elav, Lamdu, Kodesh Helulim, Harihu Kodesh, Shekorin Olav, Es Hahalal. And the Gemara answers, only adding a fifth and bio are learned from Maaser Sheni, but the other laws are learned from its own posuk, as the posuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Yotef Posuk Chof Dalet, in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be sanctified to praise Hashem. They are like Bikurim, the declaration of praise to Hashem is said over them. V'yehei muter lo'einen. The question is, even though an oinen, which is a person whose close relative was buried that day, he may not eat Netter Ravai, he should be permitted it in Shvius, since Netter Ravai is learned from Maaser Sheni. When Maaser Sheni does not apply, this prohibition should not apply. Tani Kodesh Magichu Osa La'inen. The answer is, the Torah says, shall be sanctified to teach that it's prohibited to an oinen like sacrifices. Be'ichai B'bi'ah. The Gemara asks, since it's learned from Bikurim, it should be obligated in Bio in Shvius. Begin to Shimon Poitev Bio. The answer is, Beishamai agree with Rabbi Shimon that Bikurim are exempt from Bio. Be'yifte B'mechubel HaKalka. And the Gemara asks in Shvi'ith, one should be able to redeem it with things attached to the ground, since the prohibition to do this was learned from Maaseh Sheni, which doesn't apply in Shvi'ith. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. Tanya b'Shem Gamliel, Echad Shvi'ith, Echad Shashnei Shavua, v'shamayim im ein lechemesh v'ein lebiyo. The Baisa says for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and it disagrees with Rebbe that we said before, both in Shvi'ith and in other years, Beis Shammai says that Netarevai is exempt from adding a fifth and from Biyo. At the Adar Dain Tanai, Lelomdu Netarevai Maaseh Sheni Kol Ika Me'ata Al Yehei Loi Kedusha. The Gemara asks now and responds to all of the questions that were asked to Rebbe about Shvi'ith, but here they're questioning the view of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel instead. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they didn't learn Netarevai from Maaseh Sheni at all, and if so, Netarevai shouldn't apply at all in Shvi'ith, and it shouldn't require redemption or to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The answer is no, its laws are learnt from its own pasuk, as the pasuk says in Vayikra Yud-Tes Pasuk Chof Dalad, in the fourth year all its fruit shall be sanctified to praise Hashem, means they are like Bikurim, that a declaration of praise to Hashem is said over them. And then we ask now the same questions as before, it should be permitted to anoinen. Tani Kodesh Hilulim, Magichu Asa La'inen, the Gemara answers, no, the Torah says, shall be sanctified to teach, it's prohibited to an Oinen, like sacrifices. V'yichai v'biyo, but since it's learned from Bikurim, it should be obligated in Biyo, in Shvi'ith. Begin to Bishimon Poitu v'biyo, the answer is, Rabbi Shammai agree with Rabbi Shimon that Bikurim are exempt from Biyo. V'yishtu v'mchub l'kauka, Gemara asks, one should be able to redeem it with things attached to the ground, and the Gemara leaves this question unanswered.